had to reschedule because of things going on, but we're pretty football-y in the next little bit with Matt Miller, and then Hub is going to be yours at 5 o'clock today, so have some good calls for Hub. It's, you know, it's the midway point in the NFL season.
For good calls.
Yeah, have some. I mean, I know Frank's going to be good. I know Todd from Gardner's going to call about his idiot Browns and their inability to complete a trade. That's really one of the dumbest stories I've ever heard. They were celebrating their trade for A.J. McCarron to the point where they forgot to call it in to make it official. I think you might have reached your low point as a Browns fan.
And if you look at it, they also whiffed on the chance to get Jimmy Garoppolo, a known commodity, because if the 49ers are offering you a second-round pick, why wouldn't the Browns offer you a second-round pick?
Matt Miller right after an update. Keep it here.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, this is Chicago's number one sports station. Sports Radio 670 The Score, WSCR and HD Chicago, WJMK HD2 Chicago. The Score! Scoreboard update.
From the Northwestern Football Update Studio, I'm Kevin Zipak. Join homegrown head football coach Pat Fitzgerald and the Wildcats at Ryan Field for Big Ten games against Purdue and Minnesota. Tickets on sale now at NUSports.com. Game 7 of the World Series tonight in Los Angeles. Dodgers hosting the Houston Astros for the final game of the 2017 season. Yu Darvish and Lance McCullers set to start this one, but pretty much everybody available out of the bullpen. That includes Clayton Kershaw, and Justin Verlander has not been ruled out either, even though he started last night's Game 6. Both occupants of the United Center in action tonight. The Blackhawks are at home. They host Philadelphia. Rookie Alex DeBrincat moves to the top line, along with Jonathan Toews and Richard Panik. And in basketball, the Bulls are in Miami to face off with the Heat. Football, the Bears practice today for the final time until Monday. They are off now to enjoy their bye week. And in college hoops, the preseason AP poll is out. Northwestern comes in at number 19, first time ever the Cats have been ranked in the preseason top 25. Hockey fans, join the Score's hockey guru Jay Zawoski for a night of action at the Chicago Steel game on Saturday. Come cheer on the Clark Cup champions with Jay and take home a Chicago Steel and Score. Take home a Chicago Steel and Score magnet schedule.
Get it together, Campy.
Come on. There's a line that you don't cross. All right. The Scoreboard update sponsored by Zoom Video Conferencing. I'm Kevin Zipak, and you're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk. And
live with no regretskis.
25 years of Chicago sports talk and the number one ranked sports station in Chicago, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago sports station.
This hour is brought to you by Horwitz and Horwitz, Illinois' top personal injury lawyers.
Regulator, mount up. We're caught.
Matt Miller.
He's everywhere you want to be. Don't leave home without him.
NFL and NFL draft lead analyst for Bleacher Report.
There were so many first, second, third round quality players.
Breaking down the NCAA and the NFL.
They looked overmatched. They looked like they did not want to play. And then the second half came around and he really rallied them.
Matt Miller.
It's time to go eat, baby.
Matt Miller. With Bernstein and Goff on 670 The Score.
It's time for us to talk to Matt Miller here on the Bernstein and Goff Show. You can check us out on our live video stream at watch670thescore.com. Brought to you by American Needle, quality headwear based in Chicago since 1918. I can't wait to find out where Andy Dalton ranks in the quarterbacks that Matt Miller would like to watch on a Sunday.
Matt Miller at NFL Draft Scout joins us on the Grossinger Auto Group hotline. Find over 5,000 vehicles every day at grossinger.com. I can't believe we're at the halfway point of the NFL season, but I'll be damned. We're at the halfway point of the NFL season.
Feels good, right? That means it's draft season, doesn't it?
Yeah, starts right now, guys. Start looking at...
If you're a Browns fan, it's kind of always draft season.
Well, yeah. But Giants fans and other fans whose teams are disappointing them right now, starting to turn their eyes towards college football. Who right now, in terms of those lower echelon teams, because you know the Bears aren't there right now because they got 3 wins at least, but who right now has earned that status the most? I mean, we know the Browns and the 49ers are bad, but this Giants thing has been a train wreck from week one.
Yeah, the Giants have been bad, and I think the Giants are a surprising team. We were talking about it, you know, when we did our preseason previews on the podcast, my co-host Connor picked the Giants to win the NFC East, and now it's like, what happened, you know? Like, and you know, some of it is the injuries to Odell and Brandon Marshall, and Sterling Shepard's been hurt. The offensive line has not improved. You know, the defense is full of all these superstar players, but they're just they can't do it all on themselves. So I think the Giants are probably the most surprising of the bad teams. Like you said, like the Browns being 0-8 is not a surprise. It's more so just a surprise in all the ways they continue to mess it up, you know, like not getting trades done in time or benching the quarterback you said you were going to stick by. And for the Niners, you're at least encouraged that they went out Monday night and made the trade to get Jimmy Garoppolo. But, I mean, you know, I've told you that before. I grew up a Niners fan. I still follow the team pretty closely as a fan. And it's concerning that they're 0-8. And so hopefully, you know, over the second half of the season, at least you want to see some progress, while at the same time hoping you don't play your way out of a top five pick, probably.
Where is Jimmy Garoppolo on this list that we always keep of the guys who seem to become better by not playing? The fact that he hasn't been exposed to show his deficiencies allows people to still go off the scouting reports out of college. But we have no idea how good he's going to be. And even so, we still read, why couldn't the Bears have gotten him? This is all someone else got Jimmy Garoppolo. Okay, well, that's fine. And now we actually get to see if he can play.
I think the good thing with Garoppolo is he was at least traded for the same pick that, you know, like he was a second-round pick. And so you're trading a second-round pick for him. AJ McCarron was a fifth-round pick, and you've got, you know, the Browns trying to give up a 2 and a 3 for him, which I guess if you do the math, 2 plus 3 is 5. Maybe that's how it works. I don't know. But with Garoppolo, I still think the Bears are in good shape with Mitch. I think he's a really, they're pretty similar guys is what's interesting about that. But, you know, Mitch, you get for 5 years, you get to develop him. I think he does have a little more upside. And with Garoppolo, like you said, Dan, it's weird how not playing increases your value in the NFL, but it does. And I think it was on your show where I told you guys, you know, I had talked to an exec for a different team about Mike Glennon, and what he said was, Mike Glennon might not be any good, but he hasn't failed yet. And in the NFL, there's always going to be intrigue about the guys who haven't. Like, Geno Smith sucked, and we knew he did, right? So it's like, okay, well, he's not good, so he's not going to get a starting job. Whether it's Glennon or Garoppolo or McCarron, there's a certain amount of intrigue about the guys who haven't failed yet. And maybe that speaks to how bad the quarterback play is. With Garoppolo, I'm at least excited because, you know, he was valued as a second-round pick back in the day. He has looked good, albeit in a limited amount of starts and a limited amount of action. And he, at least on paper, looks like a good fit for that offense. But, you know, it's not a sure thing. I think a lot of 49ers fans are celebrating and thinking that, you know, hey, we got another starting franchise quarterback. But there are no guarantees. And I know Kyle Shanahan came out today and said, you know, we might not even see him this year, which I would think is a lie. Maybe he's just trying to be humble, but I would think you got to get him on the field as quickly as possible.
Yeah, I think they're going to wait a couple of games. I think they got a bye week in week 11 or week 12 and try to get that offense into him. Speaking of the future, if we're picking futures in the NFC and I gave you Philadelphia or Seattle for the last half of the season, whose future would you pick?
Oh, man, I would pick Seattle
because
of the left tackle position. Seattle got better with Dwayne Brown. Philly lost Jason Peters. And Carson Wentz might be an MVP candidate right now. He's playing exceptionally well. What scares me is last year when Lane Johnson went down, it's when we really saw Carson Wentz start to struggle. And maybe he just hit the rookie wall. Maybe that was going to happen regardless. But now I think the question is, can they maintain this level with a backup left tackle in there? And they traded for JJ, which is going to help. It's going to open the offense up. You know, he's a better receiver out of the backfield than anything they have. He could be an explosive guy. So I like Wentz, but Seattle, just the experience factor is so big as well. Like, Russell Wilson has been there. He's done it. The coaching staff, they've all been through it. Their defense, Philly's defense has played very well with Jim Schwartz running that crew, but I would still take Seattle's defense. I think their line is really starting to come together. We've seen Sheldon Richardson heat up. We saw Frank Clark get a sack late in the game last week. So I do think Seattle's still the better team right now, even though Philly has the best record in the league.
Who's on the move on your draft board right now, either up or down of note?
Well, Bradley Chubb is going up, the NC State pass rusher, and we'll get to see him in a good game this weekend against Clemson. Clemson's left tackle, Mitch Hyatt's a good player. Kelly Bryant is a mobile quarterback, so that's probably one of the games you guys want to circle this weekend to watch. Moving down, Derwin James, the safety from Florida State.
Yeah.
And here's a kid who, freshman, he was like a five-star recruit. Everybody said he was going to be the next Sean Taylor. Then he got hurt last year. He only played about 6 quarters. So I really hadn't studied him yet because I have this weird process where I only watch guys once they're eligible. So I start watching him this year and It's like, okay, maybe he's just timid coming back from injury. But now we're midway through the season, and he still just looks hesitant. And so it's kind of an issue for me when you're a safety and you're 220 pounds and you're not running through contact and you're not hitting guys, you're not making plays in space.
Has the injury turned him into a weak side linebacker?
Kind of.
Yeah.
I mean, it has, but even then, he's not initiating contact with ball carriers. Like, right. In the Louisville game, he had a clean shot on Lamar Jackson. If he had just ran the alley and hit him, but he like held back a little bit and didn't make the tackle. He ended up getting smoked on it. So it's like mentally he's just a little afraid right now is what it looks like.
Yeah, I'm a guy that I was really, really looking forward to watching play football this year, and their quarterback going down made Florida State games kind of meh. And then when you do tune in, it's like you said, it hasn't looked the way you expected it to look. Wide receivers aplenty in this draft, seemingly at the top of the draft. A lot of talk about Cortland Sutton, a lot of talk about James Washington. Anybody separating themselves in that area?
I think James Washington's a second rounder. I really do. I don't think he's going to test great. That scheme helps him a ton. And, you know, credit to Mike Gundy because that is a great scheme, but I don't think James Washington's a first rounder. Wow. Cortland Sutton, we got to see how he runs. I mean, he's huge and he's just beasting these guys at SMU, but got to see how he runs to see if he can separate against better competition. I would keep an eye on Calvin Ridley at Alabama. I know he's a little bit older as a prospect. I think he's 23 right now. He looks like the best combination of route runner, hands catcher, and a guy who has a little bit of shake after the catch. Christian Kirk at Texas A&M is probably the best pure speed guy. There are a lot of name receivers. There's no one who has jumped out to me as a top 20 player. I think.
How you feel about Deion King?
Yeah, he hasn't done anything all year. And I know that might just be because of Kelly Bryant and that offense, but you know, even when I went and watched him live, he got 3 targets that game. So it's been hard to track his progression. Just on traits, he's a first rounder. But at some point, you got to produce, too.
Where are you at the moment on Mason Rudolph? Because you've got a coach saying, I forgot the exact wording, like he needed some time off or something like that. And sometimes I watch and I see him stand tall in the pocket and deliver that thing and it looks right to me. And other times I'm not quite sure that I'm seeing the same guy.
No, that's what I've seen over the last 2 years is sometimes it looks beautiful and you're watching him play like the Pitt game and it's, okay, he's unstoppable. He, you know, just threading the ball with touch accuracy. And then you watch a game like Texas where they have some athletes on defense and are able to match up in man coverage, and he looked pedestrian. So I think that's what we're trying to figure out right now. I have put him in the first round of mock drafts, but I've said all along I have a second-round grade on him.
Okay,
I would guess that's kind of a similar belief around the NFL, but some quarterbacks are going to go first round. I know no one likes the quarterbacks right now for whatever reason, or for a lot of different reasons, but these guys are going to go in the first round. Too many teams need quarterbacks, so I would think he does have a chance to go first round. Hopefully he gets a smart agent and they send him down to the Senior Bowl and he can really help himself there.
Player that is the only reason you're watching that team play football guy. Who's that guy?
Harold Landry at Boston College. Oh, man, I don't like watching them play at all, but I really like him. Number 7 coming off the edge. He's definitely a good one. There's 2 guys at Memphis, the quarterback Riley Ferguson and the receiver Anthony Miller. They're the only reason I watch that team play. There's a lot of them this year. There's a lot of good players on kind of crappy teams. I mean, you know, Sam Darnold at USC is the only reason to watch that offense when Ronald Jones is out. So there's quite a few guys this year that just – they're not surrounded by much, that's for sure. The best teams don't have, you know, top-tier prospects right now.
Yeah, even with LSU being ranked, Darius Geis and Arden Key are the only reasons I want to watch LSU football.
Yeah, no, I agree, yeah. And, you know, even like UCLA, I've watched every Josh Rosen game so far this year, and it's awful. I hate the team. Jim Mora is he has to be one of the most overrated coaches in the country, wow. So I hate watching them play, but you got to do it because, you know, Josh Rosen might be the first pick in the draft.
This is also a good time of year to ask you about last year's draft and now halfway through an NFL season. Guys you want to brag about that you liked who are doing well, guys that completely shocked you, or maybe guys who are just adding value in a way that perhaps people didn't know. I mean, somebody like a Juju Smith-Schuster who lasted all the way to the 62nd pick and is clearly a dynamic NFL player. You know, no shame in being a second rounder, but I'm just off the top of your head, some of these guys are like, okay, this guy's a hell of a lot better than I thought, or this guy's a hell of a lot worse.
Juju is a hell of a lot better than I thought. No, I had him ranked at, I looked real quick, I had him ranked at 77. So not far from where he was drafted, but he's absolutely outplaying that ranking. The one where, man, I just cannot figure out, Quincy Wilson is not playing for the Colts. He's been a healthy scratch at corner. I had a top 10 grade on him. He and Marshall Lattimore, I had him tied at a top corner spot, and he's not getting on the field. So I don't know if it's a mental thing or a coaching thing or what, but that's one where I've even asked people, like, what's the deal here? Why isn't this kid producing? And I haven't really got a straight answer. I mean, none of the first-round receivers are doing anything. John Ross hasn't done anything. Mike Williams hasn't done anything. Corey Davis hasn't done anything. So as well as guys like Deshaun Watson, and when Myles Garrett's healthy, he looks great, and Juju looks great, and But Alvin Kamara looks great. Fournette looks great. But a lot of these other high-profile guys just haven't busted out yet. So it's, you got to be patient, obviously. But, you know, even like Christian McCaffrey is on track for 100 catches, but he has like 100 yards rushing this year. So yeah. A lot of the guys we were really, really excited about haven't shown it yet.
All right, Matt. We'll do this again next week, man. Hope all is well with you. We'll talk to you soon.
Look forward to it, fellas. Thanks.
That is Matt Miller. He's been brought to you by Four Winds Casinos in nearby Southwest Michigan for gaming, for dining, for entertainment, for adventure. Four Winds Casinos, your entertainment escape.
Dan, an athlete who had a weird stance is doubling down on that weird stance, and I have those words for you next.
On Sports Radio 670, The Score.
Sports Radio 670, The Score is your official home for all primetime NFL games through the Super Bowl, a production of Westwood One Sports.
This is Jim Rome with the CBS Sports Minute, brought to you by Farmers Insurance. Stay ahead of the game. Find an agent at farmers.com. The NFL trade deadline is usually pretty boring. Not much happens until this year. Nothing was crazier than the Cleveland Browns trading for A.J. McCarron from the Bengals. Well, actually, they didn't exactly trade for him. They agreed to a trade with Cincinnati, but it never actually went through because they did not get the paperwork to the league office before the 4 p.m. deadline, reportedly. And I know what you're thinking before you think it, Browns fans. Oh, my God, this is not happening.
Oh, my God, this is not happening.
Didn't get the paperwork in. Do they really not know what they're doing? Or do they know what they're doing, and did somebody in the front office really not want that trade to happen? In other words, are we talking incompetence or sabotage? And knowing the Browns, could anybody ever tell the difference anyway? I'm Jim Rome.
At Governor State University, you're more than a number. You're their number one priority. Learn how they put your passion first at Governor State University's undergraduate open house on Saturday, November 4th from 10 to 1. Visit govst.edu/openhouse.
If you're a pro, you know that this is not efficient because you know there's a better way. There's also a better way to save. When pro customers buy building supplies in bulk at Lowe's, they save up to 20% every day. Buy in bulk and save up to 20% on concrete, gypsum, and gypsum accessories. At Lowe's, buy more, save more. Visit the Pro Desk or lowesforpros.com for details. Discount applies to contractor pack items. Minimum purchase required, U.S. only.
Here's a list of reasons why AT&T Prepaid is a great choice.
When you switch to AT&T Prepaid, you get a new ZTE Maven 3 smartphone for free.
When you switch to AT&T Prepaid, you get a new ZTE Maven 3 smartphone for free.
I just said that.
It's worth repeating.
AT&T Prepaid has no annual contracts.
And AT&T's reliable network.
Switch to AT&T Prepaid to get a new ZTE Maven 3 smartphone for free.
Limited time offer available at participating AT&T stores. Requires new line of service, $45 or $65 plan, and auto pay. Reliable network claim for third-party sources. Fees, coverage, and other restrictions apply. Details at att.com/prepaid.
Hello, it's Dan Bernstein.
Hi, it's Jason Goff.
Which one is which? Which one are you?
I'm Jason Bernstein, and you're Dan Goff.
Well, if you're Jason Bernstein, then
I'm Jesus.
My life just got a lot more expensive.
It did.
I can tell you that. No, wow. Doubt. The Mattress Firm Fall Asleep Sale is going on right now. The holidays are fast approaching, and you have a chance to gift yourself with a new iSeries mattress and get another mattress 50% off. So you get two mattresses, but for one of them, you only pay half. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, and they know that you want to love your mattress, and you want to have that perfect night's sleep. But everybody's sleep is unique, and that one size does not fit all. That's why they promise that if you don't love your new mattress, guess what? You can exchange it or return it for your money back within 120 days. I love my mattress, but guess what? My lady is kind of iffy about it. So what we're going to do, because Mattress Firm is so cool, we're going to get us a beauty firm rest. A beauty rest. Yeah, yeah, the beauty rest firm mattress with black ice. That's what I'm trying to say.
Make me a beauty firm. Whatever you say, Mr. Goff.
Yeah, make a bed up for me. That's how dope Mattress Firm is. They'll just make a bed up for you.
The Serta memory foam. I don't know. Queen mattress is just $474.99. Oh, there's over 15 queen mattresses, all priced under $699.99. A beauty rest firm queen, $399.99.
Yeah,
there you go. You will find your perfect mattress. You will go in, you will talk to the mattress professional, and you will get out of there paying 0% APR for 5 years, not a cent of interest, 60 entire months of sleeping interest free. It's the Fall Asleep Sale at Mattress Firm. Save money.
Put some pow into your house with the bright scents of Penalyn Cleaner. Our zesty lemon adds a zing to your kitchen clean. Our lively lavender lights up any living room. And flourishing floral makes bedrooms bounce. Fight dirt, cut grease, and add some ooh with the long-lasting scents of Penalyn Max Aromas Multi-Purpose Cleaner. Six new scents for a vibrant clean. Make your room pop. Clean bright with Penalyn. Available at Walmart.
Put hospice eligibility guidelines and fast, secure referrals at your fingertips. Download the free VITAS healthcare app from the Apple Store or Google Play. Just search VITAS, V-I-T-A-S.
Chicago, one night in 2016 was not enough. Now in 2017, you get closer. Guns N' Roses, this Monday night at United Center. Get access to preferred seating with your city card. Buy tickets at LiveNation.com, the venue box office, or by phone. Guns N' Roses, not in this lifetime tour. Produced by Live Nation.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins. Middays on The Score.
The let him throw movement takes a real hit.
Hold on, let him throw. Except third and one or fourth and one when you have Jordan Howard and you're trying to extend the game.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe let him run.
See, that's the thing. I'm screaming at Dowell Loggins. That's a bad day for Dowell Loggins.
Spiegel and Parkins. 9 a.m. to 1. On Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
The Bears, oh my God, they just keep getting these horrific injuries. I mean, God bless Zach Miller. That was a serious injury.
That might be career ending for a guy who's been down this road, what, four times now? Three or four? Yeah, Jim Miller in the postgame said it's every bit of a 19-month return.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station. Covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Here we go with the review and
what a joke.
What a joke is right. I mean, look.
That's awful.
The receiver not only has to hold the ball for like 5 minutes, he has to, you know, have a cigarette and read out a chapter of a book before they said he had possession of the ball. I mean, here's a guy with a dislocated knee.
Unbelievable.
And the ball is still squarely in his possession.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Hey, thanks for listening to The Score on your mobile device, your laptop, your desktop, whatever you stream us on. We've got Chicago sports fans covered. The Score is Chicago's first and number one sports talk station. We're live from Chicago and dedicated to the Chicago sports fan. It's what's driven us for over 25 years now. But we couldn't have done it without you, the loyal Score listener. Thanks for listening to Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
The only way to stop Leonard Floyd is to hold him.
Dude!
I counted.
He's so
unbelievable. I counted three absolutely blatant.
There's one where he ran off the screen. I'm like, he's got to be getting held right now.
The only way you stop him is by committing a penalty. Bernstein and Goff. Afternoons 1 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
And 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Promotions team will be next.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Oh, if you're very much woke, there is no such thing as distraction.
You know, that young man has been balling this first couple of weeks of the NBA season. That was the voice of one Kyrie Irving of the Boston Celtics. He sat down with Boston.com, and if you remember, he had these thoughts on the earth being flat.
Real quick. Do you believe the earth is round or flat?
What I've been taught is that the earth is round.
Yes.
But I mean, if you really think about it from a landscape of the way we travel, the way we move, and the fact that, can you really think of us rotating around the sun and all planets aligned, rotating in specific dates, being perpendicular with what's going on with these planets? And stuff like this.
How are you going to put planets in quotations?
I'm going to put planets because everything that they send, or they want to say that they're sending, it doesn't come back. There's no concrete information except for the information that they're giving us. They're particularly putting you in a direction of what to believe and what not to believe. And the truth is right there. You just got to go searching for it.
That was on Richard Jefferson and Channing Frye's podcast last year. Well, Boston.com has this thing, Five Things with Gino. Gino Auriemma sits down with a Boston athlete.
I don't want to hear Gino Auriemma talk about anything.
Well, you don't have to. You just hear Kyrie Irving. Kyrie Irving not only stands firm on his stance, but he doubles down by saying this, Dan Bernstein. The whole intent behind it, coach, he's talking to Gino, it wasn't to bash science. It wasn't to like have the intent of starting a rage and be seen as this insane individual. When I started seeing comments and things about universal truths that I had known, like, I had questions. When I started actually doing research on my own and figuring out that there is no real picture of Earth, not one real picture of Earth, and we haven't been back to the moon since 61 or 69, it becomes like a conspiracy to me.
That's not true. 69 was the first time we landed on the moon.
Just wait on it. The separation that I can't stand is because I think one particular way, then there's a tirade of comments of who I am character-wise. The only intent was for people to open up and do their own research. It wasn't to, okay, let me figure out and go against science. Let me go against what I've been told is right and all this stuff. The only intent was just to wake up and do your own research. Instead of just assuming something that's been told to you, because I've been told a lot of things in my history and facts and particular facts, and it's been completely false. I just want to open up and have that conversation. I just wanted to just ask other individuals, like, do you really think this actually happened? I just want to know, because I don't know either.
Kyrie Irving doesn't think there are pictures of the Earth?
Kyrie Irving is taking this to a place where I'm scared for him. At first, I thought it was just him trolling.
Yeah, what's he
doing? Messing around.
What's he doing?
But now he's on another level of weird.
What's he doing?
Like, Kyrie's always, he's...
You guys can call me crazy.
Since his high school days, he's always been the outside the box thinker, the guy that's like, hey, I think this way, therefore I'm smarter than you. And he did that at Duke for a little bit as well, and people grew tired of that. He did that in Cleveland a couple of times when LeBron wasn't there, and then LeBron gets dropped on the team and he has to play second fiddle, which he didn't like. He found out about that this offseason. But man, like when you start saying this more than once, like, this isn't the dinosaur.
The
dinosaur thing is comical and wrong. You know, when NFL players go, I don't believe in no damn dinosaurs. And then you ask them where they got the bones from. And he's like, they made those things up. Whatever. But the evidence, the space program, the money that this country has poured into NASA and space research and just, you know, universal and galaxy research. It's amazing that he could say these things and keep a straight face. And this is not a put on. Like, he authentically feels this way. It hurts your head, doesn't it? He says there are no real pictures.
Come on. But why won't
the world is a triangle?
Okay, did Gino Auriemma say you're wrong? There are pictures of Earth.
I only highlighted that portion.
What bothers
of the conversation.
Me is that it's already it's been allowed to get to this point.
You're allowed the premise. You're allowed the foundation.
Right. This is not. It's not valid at any point on any level.
It's your man's, dude. He is a genius.
But wait, why won't someone step in and say this is? You're not allowed to just say things like this. And it doesn't accomplish anything. I mean, what does he think he's doing?
Getting attention.
Shep, I don't think it's an attention thing with him. I really don't. I think he thinks these things, and when people ask him, he's there for you. I don't think he thinks them,
then they ask him a question, oh, there's no pictures. Do a little, like, what research have you actually done?
That's not your job to do that kind of... Did he spend time researching universal truth, like gravity? Is he researching that too? He leaves shoot around and he goes to research whether water's wet?
And I don't know if he's a conspiracy theorist with anything else, though. That's the thing. Like, I don't.
That's not a conspiracy theory.
What I'm saying is, I don't know if he's like a 9/11 truther.
It flat Earth.
No, that's called Tony Gill.
I mean.
Oh, is he really? Oh, nice. Tony Gill. And by the way, thank you for outing Tony Gill in this 50,000 watt blowtorch.
That's weird.
Wait, he puts it out there on social media.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but like, it's got like, no, that's fine.
If it's on Facebook or whatever, then that's that.
It was like a false flag thing?
Yeah, him and Pete Carroll. It was an inside job. I love having those conversations with people.
And you ask, why do you think that?
What about those two explosions before like the planes crashed into it? Huh? Huh? Huh?
What?
Jet fuel can't melt steel beams.
There it is. Why do you have to put that accent on it?
I mean, come on. I've heard.
I love it when people do this because you don't have, like, I feel like we have too many normal conversations. Not on this show, but like normal conversations in life. And then every once in a while, life just drops a little cookie like Kyrie Irving in your world.
You can't, when you say do your own research.
Do your own research. Stop letting the information come to you.
So how is Kyrie himself going to create sufficient distance between his camera and the Earth to take a proper picture?
Well, it's like the grobber. He doesn't believe in NASA and how Pluto's not a planet anymore. It's just Kyrie's getting on that train. He's been listening to Score overnight.
Hey, man, you don't want to be on the wrong side of this argument 100 years from now, Bernsey.
Scoreboard update.
Stay woke. From the Northwestern Football Update Studio, I'm Kevin Zipak. Join homegrown head coach Pat Fitzgerald and the Wildcats at Ryan Field for Big Ten games against Purdue and Minnesota. Tickets on sale right now at nusports.com. The final game of the 2017 baseball season tonight in Los Angeles. Dodgers hosting the Astros. Game 7 of the World Series. Yu Darvish and Lance McCullers will start this game, but all hands on deck at Dodger Stadium. Clayton Kershaw available, and Justin Verlander started last night, but he has not been ruled out for this evening's game. Here in the city, hockey tonight on the west side. The Blackhawks host Philadelphia. Alex DeBrincat moves to the top line along with Jonathan Toews and Richard Panik. In basketball, the Bulls are back in action on the road tonight in Miami to face off with the Heat. In football, the Bears practice today for the final time until Monday. That's when players will reconvene after the bye week. And in college basketball, Northwestern number 19 in the preseason AP top 25. First time ever the Wildcats have been ranked in the top 25 preseason poll. With 2,600 slot machines, over 50 table games, award-winning dining, and luxurious accommodations for gaming, for dining, for entertainment, for adventure, Four Winds Casinos, your entertainment escape. And the scoreboard update brought to you by Webb Chevy. Searching for a great deal on Chevys in Chicago? Visit Webb Chevy in Plainfield or Oak Lawn. I'm Kevin Zipak, and you are listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the number one ranked sports station in Chicago, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago sports station.
This scoreboard update was brought to you by Metra. Predictability is pretty cool. And when you're heading in or out of downtown Chicago, no one's more predictable than Metra. Discover how good it feels to fly by traffic and enjoy 96% on-time performance at metrorail.com.
This from the 773, Dan. Earth being flat is more likely healthy than people wanting to watch Andy Dalton. That's the way to bring it all around.
Nice.
Yeah, the 9/11 people are going to come out for us, so I don't even want to go down that road. Or, you know, we can, I mean, conspiracy, like, did you have a friend, or do you have a friend who was a conspiracy theorist on certain things, and you're like, dude, that just isn't true?
No.
No? Like, I've known people who have said things about AIDS and about drugs. Some of them, like the crack cocaine epidemic about, you know, if you look at the whole, you know, Iran-Contra situation and Ali North and what they're actually training people to do. I think there was, on the History Channel, there was like they did some program for like an hour or 2 hours. I just sat there and I just watched. I could not turn the channel about what Iran-Contra was really about and how crack and all those stuff was being dropped into black and brown areas. Yeah, man, it was some deep stuff, man. And I was like, I'm sitting there like, yeah, you know what? Kind of makes sense about crack cocaine, like the actual evolution of it. Yeah, man. No,
I'm not.
Yo,
I'm not diving into this.
What do you have to dive into, Dan Bernstein?
I'm not going into the conspiracies of the use of crack cocaine.
You don't use it. You don't use it. I mean, you're good. You've never been around anybody who's used crack cocaine.
Have I been around? I'm sure
he's
gonna
go back to the CBA days.
I'm sure I have.
That one stop in Poughkeepsie or whatever.
I'm sure I have.
I would bet that you've never been around someone who used crack.
I've been around Carl Everett. Didn't he get busted with it?
I don't think Carl Everett ever got busted with crack.
Crack? I think so.
Crack is...
Was it...
Cocaine is...
Can we throw the allegedly blanket out here for the rest of the show?
Allegedly.
Carl Everett was dinosaurs. Who was the baseball player in Anaheim that got caught with crack in a hotel room?
Ken Caminiti?
No, of course he did. He had his crack hula with him.
Of course he did it.
Okay, Caminiti. But I didn't spend any time around. I guarantee you I've spent time around at least one.
Otis Nixon.
I didn't.
Otis Nixon arrested for crack cocaine.
It wasn't Otis Nixon. It was somebody else.
And arrested for looking like the Grim Reaper.
The Crypt Keeper, as Terry used to call him, right?
Didn't Otis get into a really bad car accident and kill somebody? That was Mookie Blaylock. That was Mookie Blaylock. I'm thinking of Atlanta sports legends now for some reason. I think Mookie Blaylock got into an awful, awful car accident.
It was Tony Phillips. It wasn't Carl Everett. It was Tony Phillips. Leesman. Tony Phillips got busted.
One of those top of the order black guys.
This guy.
I had to buy him dip one time.
I'm top of the order black guy.
You had to buy Tony Phillips dip?
Yes. At the Pogofsky Softball Challenge or whatever it was a few years ago.
Really? He sent you out for dip for crack?
Yeah. Find me some crack while you're at it.
Yeah, the door-to-door crack salesman just comes on over to Shep. I hear you're Tony Phillips' this guy. Really? What? How did that come about?
They had like a youth fundamentals like thing.
Here's how you dip. Yeah. And he couldn't teach. He couldn't
just a pinch of drink
and
your cheek
pretty
and
much
gum.
Just like, hey, kid, here's a 20. I need some dip. Go pick me out a...
Nice a winner.
A little
so
skull? That's exactly what I did.
What'd you get, a mint-flavored
pick
skull?
Pick me out a winner, Bobby.
That's exactly what I got.
Mint-flavored skull?
I have no idea what kind of dip Tony Phillips likes, and he's busy teaching kids how to take ground balls.
I've never, ever dipped before.
Don't.
No, come on. I'm going to be 37 next week. I'm not gonna start now.
I blame Carlton Fisk.
For dipping? For getting you to dip?
His fault.
Yeah?
Yep.
I
used to watch his commercials.
It looks disgusting.
It gives him rich tobacco flavor without letting up.
It looks disgusting.
It is disgusting. It is.
And then you get the lesions and the Charlie Leesmans. You turn into Charlie Leesman.
Yeah, the grim face doctor comes in. He's holding the imaging. He says, I'm afraid that you have Charlie Leesmans.
Charlie Leesman.
All throughout your mouth.
The kids who used to live upstairs for me when I lived in Hyde Park in 08, 07, University of Chicago kids, a couple of them used to dip. And it just, and you know, being around Doug for all those years and him dipping and accidentally drinking his dip spit every once in a while, it just never, never looked appealing. Ever. Those dudes would throw in like half the can in their bottom lip. And it's like
the NFL. Look at NFL meeting rooms. NFL
Big brothers too, like Vince Wilfork and those dudes.
All the NFL players
just trying
players.
To get that high as much as possible.
All of them, whatever they can get in their system to do whatever they can do. It's I mean, it is rampant across the NFL.
Is MLB still fining guys, or did they ever go through with that? Or
well, minor leagues is completely verboten, and I think there's guys grandfathered in the majors, and then it depends on each ballpark, but it's still not enforced because it's supposed to be enforced in Chicago, and I still saw guys at guaranteed rate and at Wrigley still doing it, and nobody really does anything.
So what now? You're bashing on dippers? That's from the
815. Yes, I am, because it's disgusting, and you're disgusting. You're gross. If you do that, you're gross. Yes. Stop doing it's that.
What, Shep? Nope, nope. You cracked the mic, Shep.
He's correct, but it was like the most third-grade insult ever. You're disgusting.
Well, it's disgusting. What are you doing?
Gross. Simple and to the point.
Stop doing it, and you're going to have to cut half your jaw off.
Yeah, man.
Aren't we the Don't Yuck Someone's Yum show? Isn't that what we always say?
Is that a yum, though?
No, someone's yum.
Yeah, the problem, though, if you didn't have to leave your jar of spit somewhere.
Yeah, I'd rather just have you smoke a pack of cigarettes and blow smoke in my face than have your dip bucket.
Yeah, it's not different.
Dip bucket.
It's disgusting.
It's just like, and why?
The other thing, too, like, in these days and times when there are things with warnings on them. Yeah, I know alcohol has warning on it, too.
Bernstein, you eat red meat. It's just as bad.
Yeah. Like the dude yesterday, Goff, you eat ribs all the time. No, and thank you for stereotyping me. And this dude yesterday was like, oh, Goff, you're gonna get all my man. You eat ribs all the time. And I'm like,
don't you?
I started thinking to myself, when's the last time I had ribs?
Had been when we went to 57.
Yeah, pretty much, right? Like, I don't eat ribs that often. I mean, if just say what you want to say. Don't put ribs on me.
You know
me.
What that Tahitian treat does to you?
Goff, you smoke Newports and have a tunnel top van and wear linen jogging suits all the time. You listen to Frankie Beverly and Maze.
Not to mention your various hair care products.
You go to the new dating game all the time in Nihilator colored suits, and you have gators. Goff, you've got a baby mama. Goff, your credit score is awful. Goff, you only like bat. Wait a minute. Hold on.
We're
starting to think about this. It's the Bernstein and Goff show.
And this segment brought to you by the private bank, now CIBC. The private bank is now CIBC. Their name may have changed, but their commitment to your business is now stronger than ever. Visit CIBC.com/US, member FDIC. Hub Arkish takes your calls on the Bears and the NFL at 5 on the Score.
Bears fans, it's football season, so count on us to deliver massive quantities of Bears talk. Guaranteed. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's home for Bears.
6-8 on the U.
Your sheets matter. You may not think so. You may not realize it. You don't realize it until you get really fine luxury sheets. And you say, oh, I should have done this a long time ago, because you spend so much time in those sheets. You don't want to spend time lying on something scratchy or low rent. You got to try Brooklinen, because you're worried that, oh, I don't know what to get. I don't know anything about thread count. I don't know what this all means. It's fine. All you need to know is brooklinen.com. Brooklinen has cut out all the unnecessary markups that are part of this sector, all the retail licensing fees, all the manufacturing waste, and you get the high-end designs and exceptional savings across their collection. Check it out. And they're extremely well-reviewed. Their customer service is unparalleled. Go to brooklinen.com and check it out, because there's a special deal. I love my Brooklinen sheets. You try these, you'll love them too. So here is what you get right now. $20 off and free shipping. All you have to do is use the promo code DAN at brooklinen.com. Brooklinen is so certain that you're going to love your new sheets that they're offering a risk-free 60-night satisfaction guarantee and a lifetime warranty on all their sheets and comforters. There is no reason not to give these sheets a try for yourself, or they make a great gift this holiday season. Give the gift of luxury sheets. The only way to get $20 off and free shipping is to use the promo code DAN at brooklinen.com. That's brooklinen.com, promo code DAN. Brooklinen, these are the best.
Heard the call to build your small business? Make it happen with a .net domain name, the place for dreamers for 30 years and counting. Visit keepdreamingup.net for tips and advice, whether you're just getting started or looking to grow. That's keepdreamingup.net.
Premiering CBS Thursday.
Take care of business, fellas.
Shamar Moore stars in SWAT.
Neighbor is so angry.
How many times have you told me there's a better way to do things?
I am to try.
His town.
We treat him like family.
His rules.
Lesson one, never be in a hurry to die.
His team.
I got him!
We got this. We'll fight together.
The director and the producer of Fast and Furious reignite an American legend. SWAT. Premieres CBS Thursday.
1-877 cars.
kids.
Donate your car today with 1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. We're a recognized 501c3 charity organization, so you'll receive a maximum tax deduction. What's more, you'll receive a vacation voucher of 3 days and two nights. Also on the web at carsforkids.com.
1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. Donate your car today.
Remember, that's cars with a K.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive number one, number two employee. Leave a message at the... Hey, Jamie, it's me, Jamie. This is your daily pep talk. I know it's been rough going ever since people found out about your a cappella group, Mad Harmony, but you will bounce back. I mean, you're the guy always helping people find coverage options with the Name Your Price tool. It should be you giving me the pep talk. Now get out there, hit that high note, and take Mad Harmony all the way to nationals this year! Sorry, it's pitchy.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you're a pro, you know that this is not efficient because you know there's a better way. There's also a better way to save. When pro customers buy building supplies in bulk at Lowe's, they save up to 20% every day. Buy in bulk and save up to 20% on concrete, gypsum, and gypsum accessories. At Lowe's, buy more, save more. Visit the Pro Desk or lowesforpros.com for details. Discount applies to contractor pack items. Minimum purchase required, U.S. only.
CBS Sunday.
This is our Secretary of State.
We're going to make history.
Madam Secretary is a diplomat.
You must respect our process.
Let me lay out our process. You're going to open your gates or we're going to break them down.
A visionary.
It's only impossible if we fail to try. We need to take a stand.
And a patriot.
Mr. President, you need to win. You're going to need me as your Secretary of State.
Taya Leone is Madam Secretary.
Let's change the world.
CBS Sunday, or stream it live or on demand.
Oh, hi, Al Dukes here.
Hi, I'm Jerry Recco.
And we host the what do we call this show?
Post-game, post-show, whatever.
Al and Jerry's post-game podcast.
Yeah, and what that is pretty much everything we didn't get to in the morning with Boomer.
No, this is mainly stories about urinals, rats, and porn studies.
A lot of male talk.
Yeah, video games, body odors, manscaping.
So really, it's nothing to do with Boomer.
Not really, no.
It's Al and Jerry's post-game podcast.
So enjoy that.
Download and subscribe at thenewradio.com app.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station. Covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
RX. Man.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Oh, God.
Welcome back to the Bernstein and Goff Show. You might be wondering to yourself, why am I hearing Bone Thugs and Harmony in the background? Because you probably should hear it once a week if you know what's good for you. But the Cleveland Browns, Cleveland Browned all over themselves again. What is this man's name?
Bruce Drennan. That's the guy you just heard. Bruce Drennan, who had that rant about the Cleveland Indians years ago. He's sort of like the Grobstein of Cleveland.
Is it Louis,
The
Louis Valbuena rant?
Yes. Yeah. Valbuena.
Yeah.
We stink.
Well, this happened yesterday after the Cleveland Browns just absolutely botched a would-be trade for A.J. McCarron. Take a listen.
Wait a minute. I just got some word about A.J. McCarron. Gene, repeat that, please. Today at 4 o'clock? Listen to this one. We just received word. Is that confirmed, Gene? Adam Schefter of ESPN is reporting that the Browns and the Cincinnati Bengals agreed on a deal that would have brought the Browns quarterback A.J. McCarron out of Alabama at 3:55 p.m., 5 minutes before the deadline. But, Gene, repeat, the Browns forgot to send it in or didn't send it in for whatever reason. Is that correct?
Here we go again. Another
fumble.
The
Bengals sent in the trade. The NFL approved it, and the Browns didn't send it in, and it's no trade.
Here again, another fumble.
That's Ernest.
That's how I classify it.
That's unbelievable.
The front of
that's really unbelievable.
Is.
I mean, I don't even know what to say about that.
Bruce.
Quickly, off the top of our heads here, as a group, worst sports franchise in the four major professional sports.
Worst franchise in the four major professional sports.
Like, if you put all four together, that's over 100 franchises.
All right.
Who's the worst one?
It's not the Brooklyn Nets.
No, it's too new.
Right. Oh, you're saying
it's got to be the Browns, right?
Not just the worst at the moment.
No, just period. History. Got to be the Browns, right?
I guess so. They've never won. They've never won anything.
They've been to the playoffs once since they came back.
Hell, even the Indians.
That was who I was going to say. The Indians.
Until last year.
Well, you got the long championship drought since 1948, I think, and also you got the whole Indians thing, which is kind of embarrassing true. You know.
But they had the Bell
years.
But they're
functioning, too.
Yeah, they had Kenny Lofton Bell. Yeah, like, they had damn near a decade where they were box office. I'm talking about, you had the Webster Slaughter, Ozzie Newsome, Bernie Kosar years. You had the Clay Matthews years.
Well, you had the Brian Sipe years. Yeah. But, Dave Logan.
And there was times when Ozzie the Browns were good. Didn't Derek Anderson sneak in like an 11-5 year? The year that Derek Alexander.
Yeah, he had like a 40-50
Pro Bowl year, but I don't think they went to the playoffs with him. I think it was Kelly Holcomb.
Kelly Holcomb. That damn it, Shep. You are the greatest.
Tommy Maddox came back against him in the divisional playoffs.
That's way more than we needed.
Nick Grobber here.
Way more than we needed.
Cleveland Grobber. That's my next job.
Nick Grobber.
Or the movie.
I tell you that Neptune's not a planet.
So. Browns by far, right?
It has to be.
Even the Clippers have had 50-win seasons and have had some.
And the Sacramento Kings had a long run of success, so they were an exciting playoff staple.
A good 5 or 6 years worth with C-Webb and Peja and Vlade, right?
Yeah, the 3-1-2 says the Lions.
Those Barry Sanders teams, even though they're 9-7,
as long as the Browns are there, you can't be the Lions.
I think you're right. So are we declaring the Browns the worst?
Phoenix Coyotes in hockey? Like, doesn't the NHL have to take them over?
This is not the time to do hockey.
Kiss my ass.
Thank you, Teddy. I just included the four major, sports, so the hockey
breaking
people.
Breaking down PGA
I'm
or
just
what?
Saying, the hockey people, they're going to get angry and say, what about, my hockey team that nobody watches? Nobody watches your great ones. Screw you. So for football, it's got to be the Browns, right? And for basketball, where are we going? Just the absolute picture of futility every single season, damn near. I'd love to say the Knicks, but, you can't say the Knicks.
When's the last time they won? Knicks thing, 70s?
That's kind of a thing.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, they're
a major market franchise.
They're rubbing themselves in it now. Like the whole Knicks tape thing and laughing about, by the way,
the Jesus and Miro thing where they're going over the Porzingis highlights is amazing.
It is absolutely hilarious. I think they were getting ready to get a sports TV deal too.
Wow.
They're getting ready to blow up something huge. They're my little garage band. All of a sudden they're doing big arenas. It's like, man, I love the fact that they
sold
out.
Would the T-Wolves be on that list?
No, because they were really good for a while.
It was a short. How long were they that good with Garnett? 6 years?
Like,
the Browns just haven't been close to being that good. Then when the Browns did get close to being that good, you had Sipe throw that interception. You had Ernest Biner drop the ball on the goal line. It's like when they dared to fly high enough, the wax,
the whole moving
the feathers melted and they came crashing back to earth.
People are talking about the Padres.
Playoff drought since what? 98?
They made a couple World Series, though.
Yeah, Jimmy Leiritz had something to say about that.
Steve Garvey.
So, not U of I football. We're not talking about college football.
Come on, you can't. The 76ers won an NBA championship. The Supersonics won an NBA championship. No, that's all. It's the Cleveland Browns.
Yeah, the Browns left town. You had an NFL franchise and you blew it.
And they came back, and the NFL can't wait for you to be 500. And they're like, no, we're good.
Came back and were
Tim Couch was their first draft pick back, right? Wasn't he the first one back?
Was he the first one back, or was he, because Courtney Brown was a first overall pick?
Ray Lewis, they didn't even get
Ray
a
Lewis
chance
was
to
the last Browns pick, wasn't
I believe
he?
So.
They're like, we're out of town.
Those big old bookshelf pads, yeah. So we've established that the Cleveland Browns are the worst professional franchise in sports, period. All right, Feel like our work is done here.
Period. End of discussion.
Yeah, this is right. That really wasn't all that difficult.
I thought it would be harder.
A segment brought to you by Credit Karma. Get your truly free credit score and free credit monitoring from Credit Karma. Download the Credit Karma app today. Credit Karma, get knowing. Phone lines open. 312-644.
Ah.
67.
Frank.
67.
Someone awaken Frank. Oak Park, where are you?
It is time to remove Frank from the crypt.
Gardner, where are you? Lombard, I see you out there.
Yeah, Todd may be no longer with us.
St. Charles, I know you got questions. Yeah, Mokina.
Carlos in San Diego.
right, where you at? Kankakee,
it is
we
time.
Know you're there.
The Clarion Call.
Let's go. Make these calls good.
Yeah.
Make them Bears calls and make them overall NFL calls. Don't waste Hub Arcus's time here. It's a Bernstein and Goff show. We might have James Lofton on again right here on 670 The Score.
The one and only Hub Arcus.
Scoreheads, keep listening to find out how you can win tickets to the special Terry Bores book release live broadcast with the Bernstein and Goff Show and Terry Bores himself.
Real bad.
Where you'll be able to buy his new book, The Score of a Lifetime. 25 years talking Chicago sports and get it signed by Terry.
Bird brain.
It's Wednesday, November 15th from 1 to 6 live on 670 The Score. And don't forget, starting November 16th, it'll be available wherever books are sold and online at triumphbooks.com/Terry Bores.
I'm mad at all of you!
Brought to you by David Hochberg and the Team Hochberg Mortgage Experts at Pro Mortgage. Visit PER.
Whether you're a tech entrepreneur or a store owner, you make choices that are specific to your business needs. The Canon Maxify Small Office and Home Office Inkjet Liner Printers provide you with the options that support your creativity and workload. From invoices to presentations, Canon Maxify Printers help you accomplish more with the prints you need when you need them. Check out the Maxify lineup and choose the solution that's right for you at usa.canon.com/maxify. That's usa.canon.com/maxify. Canon Maxify Printers, your business is yours to make.
I just saved hundreds of dollars by switching to Geico. I'm so happy, I feel like I can fly.
Disclaimer, you will not be able to fly by switching to Geico. This is against the laws of physics and nature. If you find yourself flying, please seek professional and or medical help immediately. In the unlikely event you find yourself flying, you might be a superhero or a pigeon or a superhero named Pidgewoman who was bitten by a radioactive pigeon. If you are indeed Pidgewoman, Geico retains all licensing publishing rights in the event Pidgewoman the movie becomes a top-grossing Hollywood blockbuster.
Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
The Bears, oh my God, they just keep getting these horrific injuries. I mean, God bless Zach Miller. That was a serious injury.
That might be career-ending for a guy who's been down this road, what, four times now? Three or four? Yeah, Jim Miller in the postgame said it's every bit of a 19-month return.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
The only way to stop Leonard Floyd is to hold him.
Dude!
I counted.
He's so
unbelievable.
Glad you just did this.
I counted three absolutely
no calls
blatant.
There's one where he ran off the screen. I'm like, he's got to be getting held right now.
The only way you stop him is by committing a penalty. Bernstein and Goff. Afternoons 1 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
And 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins. Middays on The Score.
The let him throw movement takes a real hit. Hold on, let him throw except third and one or fourth and one when you have Jordan Howard and you're trying to extend the game.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe let him run.
See, that's the thing. I'm screaming at Dowell Loggins. That's a bad day for Dowell Loggins.
Spiegel and Parkins. 9 a.m. to 1. On Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station. Covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
Hey, thanks for listening to The Score on your mobile device, your laptop, your desktop, whatever you stream us on. We've got Chicago sports fans covered. The Score is Chicago's first and number one sports talk station. We're live from Chicago and dedicated to the Chicago sports fan. It's what's driven us for over 25 years now. But we couldn't have done it without you, the loyal Score listener. Thanks for listening to Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Here we go with the review and
what a joke.
What a joke is right. I mean, look.
That's awful.
The receiver not only has to hold the ball for like 5 minutes, he has to, you know, have a cigarette and read out a chapter of a book before they said he had possession of the ball. I mean, here's a guy with a dislocated knee.
Unbelievable.
And the ball is still squarely in his possession.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
CBS Monday.
I got the best donuts in Chicago.
Looking for service with a smile?
Do you have anything soy-based?
No, everything here is food-based.
Keep looking.
I'm going to help you bring this place into the 20th century.
You mean the 21st.
No, I don't.
So watch out.
It's my trademark.
Jalapeno.
Donut.
Feels like I'm eating the sun.
The donuts are coming.
So what's the pay?
Minimum wage.